This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning. This is Sonia and you're listening to your favorite CNBC TV 18 Market podcast where we give you a lowdown of all the things you need to watch out for as you head into trade today. Now the bulls have been on a tear. In fact, it's been a party on the Lal Street as the Nifty hit record levels of 12,132 yesterday. Not just the Nifty, the Bank Nifty, the Sensex were all at record highs yesterday. However, there was profit taking at higher levels. So the Nifty slipped about 95 points from that intraday record high. The momentum, though, is still intact. The buy-on-dip strategy continues. So yesterday, foreign investors bought for the fifth straight day. There was a large figure of 4,677 crores because of the MSCI rebalancing, especially on stocks like ICICI Bank. However, you can tell that this is a global rally of which India is a part. So if you look at what's happening in the global markets, the US markets were at all-time highs yesterday. In fact, it was the 10th record close of the month that we saw on the Dow, the Nasdaq and the S&P 500. Now, what are the cues to watch out for? Over the next few days, we might get a reality check as we have the Q2 GDP data that comes out on Friday. It is expected to be sub 5%, so the GDP print could be very poor. And on Sunday, which is the 1st of December, you have the auto sales for the month of November that kick in. And there as well, the trend is expected to be on a subdued note. In terms of trade today, some of the top stocks in the news, Yes Bank will be in focus as the board will meet on Friday to approve fundraising, and that has been the big trigger for this stock, so it could be on the upside today. The US FDA has issued four observations to Cipla's Patalganga plant, so that stock could be under pressure. And ICICI Bank surged to a life high yesterday as the MSCI rebalancing came into effect. That stock as well could be in focus today. Finally, the HDFC twins, both HDFC and HDFC Bank, could be on our radar. Morgan Stanley has an overweight call and they've raised their target price on HDFC to 2900 from 2600 per share earlier. With that, let me thank you and have a great trading day. Thanks for listening to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.